From NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, New Orleans and hurricane souvenirs. First, the lead. On Saturday, Iraqis are going to vote on their new constitution. Now, just days ahead of that vote, the document is still being revised. There are changes and revisions underway, some of them agreed to yesterday. Some Sunni leaders are now saying they may urge their supporters to join this vote. Joining us now is Dan Murphy. He's correspondent for the Christian Science Monitor, reporting from Baghdad. Dan, can you detail these latest changes for the Constitution?
Essentially, the changes are, for the most part, there are six or seven of them, cosmetic. And what they amount to is additional wordings that clarify and emphasize points that are important to Sunnis. So, for instance, the existing draft guarantees equal rights for all Iraqis. The new one now speaks and promises that the de-Ba'athification process, which is the process of going after members of Saddam Hussein's Ba'ath Party, won't apply to former members of that party that aren't deemed to have committed crimes. That's one example. Another one stresses the unitary nature of the country, because the Sunnis are very concerned that the federalism that is promised in the Constitution could lead to the breakup of the state. But the Shiite political leadership that was involved in putting this together agreed that it is largely cosmetic steps. There's one key thing that Sunnis might be excited about, and that is, in essence, a promise that they will take a long, hard look at amending this constitution, assuming it will be passed on October 15th, which I think it certainly will be, that they'll take a long, hard look at amending it again in the first 4 months of next year.
So the Sunnis may feel, well, we're going to get a second chance at this, or we might get a second chance.
That's the idea. There's only one Sunni group that's shown any enthusiasm for this, and they're called the Iraqi Islamic Party. And they have been, of the groups that really do represent, I think, real Sunni opinion here, they're the ones that have always been closest to the political process and closest to the Shiite and Kurdish-dominated government. They said yesterday that they might vote yes if these changes were made. Now they're on the fence because they're saying it has to be ratified by Parliament, which they may do later tonight. But the problem is, since this is the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, most of the parliamentarians are out of town, and it's not clear how they'll be able to achieve a quorum between now and October 15th to actually ratify this thing. The Iraqi Islamic Party, again, this Sunni group, the one that's playing ball, says if it isn't ratified by then they're still going to vote no. And this forgets the wide segment of Sunni opinion who isn't interested in what the Iraqi Islamic Party tells them to do. And they're still very concerned about federalism, and that isn't addressed at all in these changes.
Dan, in your piece in the Christian Science Monitor today, you note that most of the people you speak to in Baghdad don't really seem to know what's in this constitution anyway. That is, these potential voters, the people who are going to vote in the referendum, they're not at all sure what they're voting for.
That's right. They generally are, you know, if you're a Shiite and you're very enthusiastic because you've heard in the mosque that it's a good idea. You've heard from members of your sectarian group, political leaders and so forth, that it's a good idea. And if you're a Sunni, it's 180 degrees away from that. You've heard from the similar figures in your own community that it's terrible. And, in our story today, a reporter who wrote it with me spoke to a couple of Shiite guys on a street in Baghdad, and they say the Constitution is great and we love it. And she said, why? And she said, well, it's going to create jobs and it's going to end the war and it's going to guarantee everybody's rights. And of course, it's not going to do any of these things. You know, they think electricity is going to get better as a consequence of this document, and of course it won't. And on the Sunni side, you'll have people adamantly insisting in a rather ironic fashion that the Iranians and the Americans together drafted this constitution, I kid you not, and therefore it's part of some dastardly plot to destroy the nation. The fact that this isn't the case is sort of irrelevant when people believe this stuff strongly.
A four-day curfew starts tomorrow to try to calm things down and get people set for the vote on Saturday.
Yes, that's correct. It'll be very difficult to move around. Interprovincial traffic will be prevented entirely. The day of the vote, no cars will be allowed in any major town or city. And this is quite similar to the election last January. We had a big suicide bombing in the northern city of Talifar today, which is the second one in that city in 2 days. It killed 30 people. The war is very much raging here and now. And, they're going to be rather draconian security measures taken to make this referendum possible. But they really do need to, I think.
Dan Murphy, Baghdad Bureau Chief for the Christian Science Monitor, joining us again from Baghdad. Dan, thank you again.
Thank you.